Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, joins us for our daily visit. Joseph, what's going on this morning?
The world of what if, isn't it?
Exactly. There's a whole lot of that when it comes to basketball. It can change in 9/10 of a second.
Sometimes. Joe, now we know it's going to be Maryland for the Commodores in Raleigh.
Yep, and as expected, I think. And Maryland, I think, played probably their best game in quite a while last night. So it's going to be quite a challenge. I know I was interested. I spoke briefly with Melanie Balcom yesterday. They came back immediately after the game. They got back to town as quickly as they could to try to get back and get some rest and then start to get ready. So looking forward to the trip. This trip won't be as long, but this is a program that's used to being in the Sweet 16, and you just have to like the way they're playing right now. I really look forward to that. I think it's going to be a great game.
Is there any chance Hannah Tuami comes back for the Sweet 16?
You know, I don't think so. I think there's a small chance, Mark, but it's amazing that they've played as well as they have without her, and I feel sorry for her, because she was such a big part of the run they made, you know, down the end of the stretch run of the season. She was really, really an outstanding inside player, even an undersized post player. But, I think the chances are small that she gets back this week.
You realize you can't go into the turtle shell and tiptoe. You got to bring the 2x4.
That's right. That's right. And fortunately for Vanderbilt, they've been, slinging the 2x4 around pretty good, the last few games. So I think Jen Risper wields a pretty good 2x4 when she gets inside. So it's going to be an interesting game. I know it was a team that put Vanderbilt out a year ago. So I'm sure they're looking forward to the challenge.
You think Friedgen will be there?
I doubt it.
Maybe Friedgen could pull a Bruce Pearl and paint his body.
That is something nobody wants to
right
see.
Right underneath the basket. Do you think that would be a distraction?
Paint the whole state of Maryland on him.
The whole flag.
Jeez.
I'm staying out of that.
All right, Joe, we'll move on. Black and gold game coming up on Saturday for Vanderbilt, 10 a.m. We had a caller want to know if it was going to be rain or shine for that game.
Actually, rain or shine, 10:30 is the start time, actually, 10:30. And the access, because of all the construction that's going on, gate 3, that's the gate over by the entrance to Hawkins Field, is going to be the entrance to come in for the game. I think rain or shine, unless it's just a monsoon that they're going to.
What do you think? We're a bunch of wusses there. We're going to play in the rain.
We play in the rain.
We play in the elements.
Joe, I still have the Ralph Friedgen visual in my head. I think that's a double D cup.
You're like your boy Alex Smith down there, or whatever. Andre Smith.
Nice article today in the Tennessee, and changing quickly.
Thank you.
Nice article today in the Tennessee and on Jovan Hay. You get a chance to check that out. And how much he is happy to be not only with the Titans, but to be back in Nashville.
As Joe desperately tries to separate himself.
It's amazing, Joe. If you think about it, I remember doing the show, and his senior year, he just didn't play as well as he probably wanted to, and that hurt his draft status. But obviously, the talent was there. And I remember when the Titans went down there to play Tampa Bay, he played really well against the Titans, made himself known, and it's no wonder that the Titans picked him up when he was available.
Well, when he left, a year early, he left after his junior year, and a lot of people looked and said, wow, they were really surprised. He had apparently thought that he was going to be drafted as high as, a second-round pick, didn't go to the sixth, and then he kind of bopped around two or three places, never seemed he was going to really fit in anywhere. Then he got to Tampa, and things settled down for him. And as you said, he really made some good impressions down there. And it's really worked out solid for him, and he's got a chance to come back and play here in Nashville, which he loves, and with a team that he's really glad to be with. And I think he'll be a help for the Titans. I think he's going to fit a good role for them and get a lot of playing time.
Part of what stood out for me in that article is that Marcus Buggs was still bussing tables, helping out his family.
He knows what he is a family family oriented guy. When he comes back, they're going to put him to work. He's always done that. He did that even while he was in school, here, and he hasn't let the success change his ways.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right, he's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher, who puts up with our nonsense every morning at 6:55 here on the Wake Up Zone.